Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 154, streaming television to save money and enjoy your favorite entertainment. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from the snow-capped Chugach Mountains of Anchorage, Alaska, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, not harder. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, I will tell you my personal experience with cutting cable, saving significant money, and the technology I use to receive the channels I enjoy. Let's now go to the show. This episode applies to everyone, although it's especially for the hundreds of people in South Central Alaska who have been forced from their normal cable routine to an antiquated company-owned streaming application. My heart aches for those technically challenged people who just want to pick up the TV remote and turn on their favorite channel. I may be able to help many of you. I'll talk you through how to approach cutting cable or satellite TV while answering some of your most common questions, concerns, and pain points I've heard from reading and presentations over the years. I've been getting a lot of feedback from people that are asking for advice this month, so this podcast is for you. You too can provide feedback or ask questions at the Mac Minutes Podcast at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. And I'll talk to you about a special event tailored to help you in the coming weeks. Let me start with my personal story. Mine was monetary and not out of a poorly designed application and execution. The motivation which finally pushed me over the edge was when the South Central Alaska Cable Company decided to increase their rates again. My cable bill was going to be about $150. I decided that was too excessive of an increase and decided to experiment with my previous knowledge of cord cutting I've learned. When average households are veering away, cable companies need to be concerned when their prices exceed what I would equate to be a reasonable fee. There was a time it was easy to pay the monthly cable fee and not add another task to my plate. Now people are being forced to use a streaming device or on-air reception TV. This is how I did it, and is just one example of a myriad ways to do so. I own Apple TV and Roku streaming device, but you only need one. I put pictures of the models on the Mac Minutes podcast website at macminutes.blubrry.net. Roku models start at $24 US and Apple is $149 and offers more options. I have the Roku Ultra model, which retails at $99 and is my go-to device. Both these devices perform well and would recommend either. I use both and personally like the Roku best and works for my other family members easier. Deciding which one is largely dependent on your viewing interests. Sorting through the streaming options isn't always easy, especially if you aren't tech savvy. Whereas cable before now made everything simple, cutting the cord requires picking up from an ever-growing list of streaming services from satellite to telephone companies. I would recommend starting with the YouTube TV or Sling platform. I've tried numerous, but these two platforms I would say are the best. Sling costs about $45 and YouTube is $65. What I like best about these services, if you don't like a service, you can cancel it painlessly. No salesperson to deal with, and you can add sports stations during football season and drop them in February. Sling will require an over-the-air TV antenna to mix with, and YouTube includes local channels. YouTube TV costs a little more, though. Sling gives you more control over the way you watch. It has a great selection to match just about everyone's interest. The greatest part, you can watch top shows and channels on your TV and your mobile devices. Whether I am camping, traveling, or at home, I have access to great TV. All you need is an internet connection. When streaming, you are using the internet, so when you aren't watching, you need to turn off the TV. This is often a culture change, so if you plan on doing a lot of streaming, I would recommend one of the unlimited tiers. There are often discounts on this tier if you add services or qualify under some special programs. Then there isn't anything else to worry about. These two services offer you many viewing options for most people. Of course, being a tech enthusiast, the exploration to find other services began. I learned a lot quickly. When I got my Roku, I started browsing the applications and found Pluto, Netflix, Prime, Apple TV Plus, and Hulu, just to name a few which impacted my change. I'll start with one of the good free ones, Pluto TV. Pluto TV is an American streaming service owned by ViacomCBS. The service was founded in 2013 and is based in Los Angeles, California. There are more than 100 live TV channels full of great TV shows, movies, and internet videos. Hulu is a great TV option too, and starts for about $5.99 and offers you great options. If you have Amazon Prime, Prime comes with your subscription and offers you great entertainment. Netflix is another service, but has a fee. If you've bought a new Apple device in the past year, Apple TV Plus is another option. My goal was to considerably decrease the price I was paying for cable. I decreased my $140 bill down to $56, and we were both ecstatic. Since I used Sling, the final step was to pick an on-air antenna for our local stations. We live in Anchorage, so getting the local stations was easy. If you want to eliminate this hassle or aren't located near the big city, go with YouTube TV. Many TV stations, even here in Anchorage, have local stations on the Roku player. There's no better time than now to cut the cable cord. Instead of paying upwards of $140 per month for a bloated channel bundle, you can replace it with a streaming TV service and perhaps a TV antenna at a fraction of the cost. I realize prices for cable in the lower 48 and worldwide may be lower, making cable a reasonable option. In my scenario here in Anchorage, the cable company broke the envelope of what I was willing to pay. The price you pay for one of these devices will quickly be recouped, and if you ask some of your tech friends, it's likely they will have an earlier version which will almost be as good. With so many average households being priced out of cable, it seems like the cable companies now would be creative in their cable options. It hurts me to see someone who hasn't dealt with technology, who is suddenly forced into this world they have no idea about. My advice is to take it slow and don't get overwhelmed with all the options which will bombard you. Let's switch gears and talk about a special event Mac Minutes podcast listeners can take part in with the Alaskan Apple Users Group. You can ask questions about streaming. It's on Saturday, November 20th from 10 a.m. to noon Alaska time using Zoom. You can get the link from the Mac Minutes Facebook group or the Alaskan Apple Users Group website at akappleug.com. That's akappleug.com. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places I post information is on social media, at Twitter at @minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. Again, I would recommend joining the Mac Minutes Facebook groups where I post articles from the top tech journalists. There is no marketing or spam, and it is free. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Overcast, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. I hope you have a great weekend ahead, and we'll talk to you soon.